We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
All right, here we go on a Thursday. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Steven Cerdo with you. Got some beer left over from Festico in the morning, huh? What we got? A grapefruit rattler, Munich lager. Gonna have any of that? I think they just poured it in cups. I think we're good to go. I think we're. You want to take that one over there?
Uh-huh. I was just trying to decide how much was still in the can.
Is there? There's like a quarter in each one.
Don't share beer cans right now.
What? Why?
They poured them in cups, Serta. We're good. They're poured in cups. Nobody's been drinking out of them. I mean, we're good to go. It also is really nice. We've got live American team sports on TV. There was 8 a.m. MLS soccer. The game's almost over, but it's kind of nice. Sporting KC will get going a little bit later on in the week, but it's kind of nice. Last night, watched a little bit of that as well. It was a brutal first half to watch, though, Cody. A little brutal. It's still live sports. It was team sports. I was good with it, but it was rusty, to say the least.
Yeah, it's almost like sports are a bit rusty if you don't practice them.
Which is why, you know, we've talked a lot about the NFL and the need for camp or the need for preseason games. Like, yes, it's NFL, but do you want sloppy NFL play early on? Is that what we're seeing in MLS soccer? Is that the same thing we're going to see in the NBA bubble, which hopefully gets going here at the end of the month and all that? I guess we'll learn.
Or baseball, because they're going to have a 2.5-3 week ramp up for some players, the ones who don't test positive. And then, yeah,
I guess if that's the trade-off, I mean, if that's the trade-off, that us getting sports back means the first game or two is going to be, or the first week of the baseball season is going to be a little shaky in terms of performance, and then so be it. At least we'll have some sports back in the mix. We know this week certainly has been all about Patrick Mahomes and his $500 million contract. So if you're Dak Prescott, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, if you're the Texans with Deshaun Watson, or any other future quarterback that knows that your payday is coming in the future, if you're another general manager of an NFL team and you see this contract, what does it mean for you? 10 years, all right, no other quarterback's getting a 10-year deal, so that's not what we're trying to say here. But we know there's some teams that would prefer, like the Dallas Cowboys, to give a longer deal anyway. Even before the Mahomes deal happened, the Cowboys wanted to give a longer deal to Dak than what Dak wanted to take. And for obvious reasons, if you're Dak, you feel like you can make some more money if it's a 4-year deal, and then you can 4 years from now.
Yeah, he can't be guaranteed $45-50 million a year like Mahomes just
right.
got.
And the Mahomes contract, essentially, they're guaranteeing 2 years out. So year three, already year five is being guaranteed, basically, in the Mahomes
Which means
contract.
They still could get out of the deal. They just have to have a lot of foresight. They have to be like, yes, in year four, like, all right, it's starting to go the wrong way. Let's get out by year six. Now, obviously, we know that's not an issue, but Mahomes did have to put some trust in the organization that he was never going anywhere. The other quarterbacks, like if they gave Jared Goff a 10-year contract and they only guaranteed it year to year, he was never going to see the end of it anyway. So why would you ever sign up for that length of time?
I don't know if the Mahomes deal changes things as much as maybe you would say on the surface, like we have in the past, whenever there's sure. other quarterback mega deals that are signed. He's in a different ballpark, truly, than where everybody else is at. Yeah, do I think the deal bumped up the individual per year that Dak or Deshaun are going to get? Yeah, I think it might move the needle $1 or $2 million, because it still is a significant bump. But in terms of the overall length of contract, it's going to be a while before we see even the total dollar figure come close. And certainly, I don't know, I want to say never, because never is a long, long time, but I just don't see any quarterback that's either in the league right now, or if you want to say you think Trevor Lawrence is going to be this next great quarterback in the National Football League, even then, I don't see anybody signing a 10-year contract. There before this had been like five guys in general, five quarterbacks that had done it, period, right? McNabb and Favre were the two, and Michael Vick were the three that people had mentioned over and over again. I don't know if this really changes how teams are going to approach it, except for maybe there's more leverage for a team like the Cowboys who can say, yeah, we want a 5-year deal. Mahomes just signed 10 years. We want you for five. We're not signing you to four. And they can use this in that way. That's all the only way I see it really changing the negotiation.
Because anytime a new quarterback deal gets done, we have to have the conversation about, you know, what that means, right? Like whose contract's going to change? How will this shape quarterback contracts? And I'm not pretending that Patrick Mahomes' contract will not be able to be directly compared with anybody else's contract, because it won't. Because you're right. I think it'll be a really long time again before we see another, you know, 10-year contract. But it's not unheard, you know, and that's the thing. The only way as a quarterback you're going to accept it is if you take the kind of guarantees that are being given. Like Michael Vick was given a 6-year, $100 million deal after he had kind of blown back up onto the scene, or like the second time, right? Like, or the first time through, it's like, how long of a contract will you give him, you know, this time through versus the next time through versus, you know, the 10-year contract he was offered from the Falcons back in 2004. So it's not unheard of for someone to get a 10-year deal. It's just not. Like you said, there have been a few guys. It's once every decade or so. So maybe Mahomes is just the next decade. Did Michael Vick's 10-year, $138 million deal change the length of contracts they typically give quarterbacks? No. But what it did do is push the number up. And I think that that's really what we think Mahomes' contract is inevitably going to do. I do think, though, that they put his number so high on an average annual basis that this time through it's going to take a few years to catch up. I think a lot of times what we see in the NFL is the next you know, Deshaun Watson signs and Mahomes beats that. And then 2 years from that, Lamar Jackson beats that. And then a year after that, whoever the free agent quarterback
Kyler
beats
Murray
that.
Or, you know,
Kyler Murray breaks that. And the year after that, Trevor Lawrence beats that average annual. I think it's going to be like a 3 or 4 year window before the average annual beats it. And by that time, Patrick Mahomes will still be yearly one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL, because that's when the big, big, big dollars kick in for him. Now, that's also where the flexibility in the contract can come into play, and Kansas City might pay him differently. I think what we need to know now, and this is good, the cost of doing business went up, which is actually, like you'd say, for the Chiefs, I mean, they're paying the highest price. Great. That means it means Deshaun Watson is going to ask to get close to that number. Be like, look, I'm not looking for Mahomes numbers. All right, I'm not looking for 50 a year. I'll take 45. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happens is that everybody now tries to compare their contract to that and get close. And the closer people get to Mahomes' number, the easier it's going to be for Kansas City to win. Because as much as we're talking about contracts and how they handcuff teams, not when you have the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, it's the same reason why when people bring up percentage of the cap. And now Deshaun Watson, I think, is a fantastic quarterback. I'm a lot higher on Dak Prescott than a lot of people are as well. I certainly think Lamar Jackson, if he stays healthy, is going to be consistently one of the top five quarterbacks in football for quite some time. But if it's Jared Goff, if it's Ryan Tannehill that you're tied up with a certain amount of money, yeah, that's problematic. It's not as problematic when it's Patrick Mahomes and when other teams are, as you said, are going to have similar situations to do it. And the difference is other teams are going to be giving not $500 million contracts, but going to be giving on a per year basis at some point 4 years from now. Let's say the number will get very close on a per year basis. They're going to be doing that for a less talented quarterback, because Mahomes is going to be the top for a long, long time. He still isn't even in his prime going forward. And that's why when I see even, you know, Vegas odds that are put out there on just, you know, how many more are you going to win? There's nobody else that Vegas is putting out 10 plus year odds on or 12 year odds on for Super Bowls. Like, you know, nobody's saying how many rings. One, Lamar Jackson doesn't have one yet.
It would probably be 0.5.
Yeah. What would it be?
It's hard.
What would you have to take the over on? Because Mahomes is Vegas over under 1.5 rings for the rest of his contract, the current contract that he has. And I still think you have to take the over on that just because of the length of the contract, the length of the future bet, and just optimism with where you're at. I mean, I don't know how you can possibly wait. You're going to wait 12 years to find out for sure he's not winning two, whereas I can get in and say within 4 years, Cody, he's already got two more and I already cashed that bet. So that's just more like my opinion on how I would go on a future bet. But for Lamar Jackson, for Deshaun Watson, for Dak Prescott, are there any of them that you would take the over on in a
one
similar
and a half?
Thing? Not one and a half. Even I'll go ahead and say even a half.
And some and a half I would. That's the thing. Because even if you gave me 12 years of Deshaun Watson's career, 12 years of Lamar Jackson, and you gave me one and a half, you have to take the under. I told you there's like 12 dudes. What am I betting against? All the history that they're going to be a multi-Super Bowl champ? One probably will. But the other three or four you might even consider taking the one and a half won't. So there's just no way to take the other. On the 0.5, whew, oh man. I mean,
it's the length. You're banking on giving that many opportunities. I mean, but there's also still Mahomes in the equation.
Quarterbacks usually win one even when Mahomes is in the way. Roethlisberger still got some. I mean, it's the AFC angle makes it harder because they are directly in their way. Because if you had 0.5 on Russ, you know, Russell Wilson would say, okay, sure. You know, you take some of the best quarterbacks in the NFC, you might be very tempted to take an over of a 0.5. But in the AFC, they got to go through the Chiefs, which makes it more difficult.
People are going to think I'm crazy on this, but because of the AFC versus NFC part of it, if you're saying over the next 10 years of a career, on a half, would I take an over on Dak Prescott winning it, or would I take an over on Deshaun Watson winning it? And I'm going to take Dak Prescott winning it.
Yeah, I'd probably take the over on both of those.
Maybe
on,
but I would really think about
top five quarterbacks in the NFL find their way into the Super Bowl. They find their way to win a lot, but it's also not betting a quarterback to win the Super Bowl at all is not a very good bet.
The problem with Deshaun Watson is he's going to be for a long time tied to Bill O'Brien down in Texas with the Texans, and they have to deal with Mahomes to get to the Super Bowl. Dak Prescott, yes, there's Russell Wilson out there. Who knows who else? You know, Kyler Murray might emerge as one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and Dak, if he stays in the NFC with the Cowboys, and he's got, 6 days to sign a long-term deal with the Dallas Cowboys, maybe so, but I just view, based off of also what I know the roster is in Dallas, and that division's not very good in the NFC East, at least right now, that I think Dak has a better chance of getting to a Super Bowl in the next 3 years than Deshaun Watson does. It's not even close, in my opinion. Not even close.
Yeah, the issue is still the Chiefs are loaded. And the Texans still have roster issues, and then I'm counting on Bill O'Brien, the GM, to fix it. That doesn't make me overly optimistic. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of issues with it. But Vegas set the over-under at 1.5 for Mahomes, which I will remind you, 3 Super Bowl wins would make him 1 of 4. Yeah. They're saying that's the favorite in Vegas. He's a favorite.
Yeah, it's like -130 compared to even money or +110 or something. I can't remember what the exact odds are at this point. But yeah, that's because I think you have to. Between the length of it on a futures bet, holding up money for 10 plus years, and also knowing what we've already seen in 2 years as a starter, he very easily could have 2 Super Bowl rings already. And right now, over the next 2 years, there's a chance that bet cashes in the next 3 or 4 years. It's a very good chance, because right now the roster is still going to be as high as it's ever going to be. It's going to get, you know,
the
roster's
got a chance of cashing early. Although, God, waiting until like year 8 or 9, that would suck. That would suck.
You got the money to tie, you know.
No, I know.
You're okay with tying up, you know, depending on what you're betting.
It's a long-term investment.
It definitely is. Coming up at 10:30 in about 15 minutes, we'll look at what one school and one league is doing. How does it impact the Big 12 and the SEC for Missouri, obviously Kansas, and Kansas State this upcoming fall football season? But with that deal done, what does it mean? Who's the biggest winner and loser away from Mahomes directly with the contract? And I think a lot of people initially, when they saw the deal, they said, oh, there's zero chance now that Chris Jones is getting taken care of. And NFL.com was going through winners and losers of the Mahomes contract. We're 6 days away from the franchise tag deadline. We've at great length over the last couple of days discussed why the setup of the contract for Mahomes puts you in a still a very good spot for the next 3 or 4 years. The way they went through, the cap hits are not that much for quarterbacks, right? In today's day and age, it maxes out over the next three-year part of it, $31 million or so 3 years from now. And then in year 4 and 5, it starts to get up there, and that's when you have to certainly get a lot more creative. We've discussed that. So right now, the Mahomes deal that he just signed, it barely added anything to the cap number this year and for the following year. It is more likely that Chris Jones signs a deal now than it was 72 hours ago, whatever we're at now from when he actually signed that deal. I still don't think it gets done.
At least you know what your financials are.
But that's it. As Brett Veach said in the press conference, he's like, we know where we stand now. And that gives them that roadblock, if you will, of Mahomes' contracts out of the way. They've got 6 days to get a deal done. That's still plenty of time. If they actually want to get a deal done, they can figure it out. I think it is a little bit more likely now that it gets done. I'm just still not very confident it does.
At like 5% or best. Lewis Riddick, who was on yesterday with The Drive, seemed a lot more optimistic than us.
Yeah, I can guarantee you Brady's working overtime to try and get this done. I know he wants to get it done. I know they consider Chris to be an integral part of what they're doing overall franchise-wise, and it was something that they have been trying to do, and they will work right up to the 11th hour and 59th minute to get it done. So what's the percentage chance? I mean, I would say greater than 50% that they still try to get the deal done or that they can get the deal done. Obviously, it takes two to tango. Chris views himself as an elite interior pass rusher, an elite pass rusher overall. Okay, so he sees his market value one place at one level. Brett and the crew are going to see it at another level. Hopefully they can strike a deal because there's no doubt. I know they love him. I know Brett wants him on the football team. I know he wants him to stay on the football team for a long time. It's just a matter of making the right deal. And I know they'll work to try and get that done, and hopefully it is done here before the 15th. And like I said, I think it's maybe it's the commissioner's phrase, more likely than not that they get it done. Let's put it that way.
More likely than not. I mean, putting it over the 50% mark is where I'm still having a hard time. Like, I told you, there's a way where you can make it fit financially, I guess, but...
Well, of course you can. You can always make it work. It's just whether or not you truly are willing to move some other stuff around.
And it's... They got money coming off the books next year, which... I mean, if they sign Chris Jones, this is it. It's this squad plus whatever rookies they draft. Like, and you can tack on some, like, min-deal vet guy if you want. But that's it. They would have Frank Clark's huge contract, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones's, you know, Tyreek Hill's number has been going up. Like, and eventually you're going to have to pay him, presumably, again.
What does it mean for
Kelsey? Because
remember,
he was going to do a longer deal. Yeah, what does it mean for Kelsey? All the things that come with that. And that's, again, those are a couple of years down the road problems, but not problems for eventual. I guess a lot of that would have to be... The only way I could see Chris Jones working is if they're pretty confident that the salary cap is going to rebound relatively quickly. Because if it's going to stay flat next year, money's real tight. And that's what, you know, that's where I thought the Chris Jones deal really, like, where I thought it didn't have much of a chance anyway. When that happened, like when all the coronavirus stuff hit and they're talking about losing money on all that stuff, and, you know, the cap maybe go down, that's where I started to wonder about, you know, the ability to get it done. He seems awfully confident, though.
There's a more likely chance now that the deal's done, but I certainly wouldn't go over 50%. I wouldn't say it's better than a coin flip that a deal gets done 6 days from now. Before the Mahomes deal, I would have said there's just about a 0% chance. In fact, I may have even said that on Monday before the deal actually hit. Because we got off the air, and then the Mahomes deal happened like 15 seconds after we got off the air on Monday, Cody. But now that it's done, and now that you do know where you're going in the future, and the way they were able to structure it, to if Chris Jones is willing to go on a shorter term deal and even in year one, wait a little bit, perhaps on the money. If you're going to do a longer term deal, is he willing to wait on the money? Otherwise you do a shorter term deal. Like it's possible to get it done. It absolutely is possible to get it done. And if both sides truly want to get it done, they will get it done in the next 6 days. But more likely than not is interesting. And Lewis Riddick's obviously connected and knows what he's talking about. So if you're a Chiefs fan and you're hoping Chris Jones gets locked up long term, yeah, that's gonna make you certainly listen to that and feel pretty good that maybe 6 days from now it will be some good surprising news, because that's what I think it would be. If you told me in a couple days that Chris Jones and the Chiefs have a long-term deal, I would still be surprised 100%.
Yeah. Although, I don't know, I didn't think Patrick Mahomes was going to sign a 10-year deal either. So I thought he'd sign a contract extension, but I was still surprised by 10 years. So I'm prepared to be surprised, I guess, in the next, what? Talk about a busy week. In the next 6 days, we find out what happens with Chris Jones' long-term deal. And then in 2 weeks, the Royals start opening day. And in a few days, Sporting starts their seats. Like,
yeah, I mean,
there's
assuming
a lot going
everything
on
goes
in the next like 2-3 weeks, if you know things hold up okay.
Yeah, if everything goes well, I mean, we're from this point forward. I mean, there's a lot of questions to come that we don't have answers to, but there are weeks and months where we should certainly have plenty going on in the sports world, and certainly right here in Kansas City. But one of those first obstacles is going to be at the end of this month in Orlando with the NBA and with the NBA bubble. We looked at yesterday the WNBA and the NBA a little bit with how the accommodations and some things that are going on down there, even with the meals people are complaining about. And WNBA has every right to be complaining about. They've got bed bugs in their accommodations. Yeah, and there's mouse traps in the laundry room. So it's not pretty down there. We know in the state of Florida, their numbers are going way up at this point with coronavirus, and what, 90% of its ICUs are at capacity. Charles Barkley the other day was asked whether or not he thinks the NBA, not that they don't get started, but whether they finish this season.
This pains me to say, because I love my players, obviously. I love my job at TNT, and obviously I got a great deal of respect and admiration from Adam Silver. I don't think we got any chance of finishing this thing. The way this thing is spiking, and obviously Florida is the worst spot in the world right now, and we're taking 22 NBA teams to the hot spot. We're taking the WNBA. MLS soccer is going on down there. At some point, we're going to have to put five guys, subs, 10 to 12 guys going to be in close proximity at some point in the next couple weeks. The chances of us going 3 months and not having an outbreak, I just think that's impossible.
The only part about that with, okay, we can start it, we can't finish it. If the bubble is truly working, if everybody has been tested before they get to the bubble and everybody is truly following what's going on in the bubble, they should be theoretically, right? They should be able to contain. That's the point of the bubble, right? If nobody is leaving the bubble and they're tested and before you get in the bubble, they're making sure you're not positive for COVID.
Yeah, but Pop's already talking about like a whole, you know, bubbles are only as
safe.
I'm just saying,
like in theory, it shouldn't be a problem.
No, it shouldn't be. Just as long as everybody stays inside that arena, it should be fine.
I don't think the reason why I'm not so sure on the NBA that that's going to be as big of an issue, because they are going to lose teams as it goes on. It's not like Major League Baseball or the NFL
are going to be there 3 months like Chuck is talking about.
Yeah, like you're going to have Major League Baseball for the next 60 games once it starts up. They're all going to be in it, and then you'll have the postseason. The NFL, you're going to have months of an NFL season before you shrink it down to your playoff teams. The NBA is going to have a bunch of teams for the first 2 weeks or so, 2.5 weeks, and then it's going to whittle down. And then every 2 weeks or so, roughly, you're going to be sending home another, what, four teams? Until when you get to September, October, you're down to two. You're going to have fewer people in the bubble as it goes on. So I actually think if they start and they can get through that first 2 or 3 weeks where the numbers of teams are high, then I think they will finish it. It's really the first 3 weeks for me of the NBA bubble. We'll find out if it's going to work or not.
Yeah, which is why Chuck is still holding some reservation. Because the bubble, in theory, seems good. It would seem better than MLB's plan of just live your lives and hope you don't get anything. But, you know, we MLS had an outbreak in the bubble when it started, remember?
Well, they kicked FC Dallas out, yep.
Yeah.
And the Nashville team is having issues as well.
So how quickly does that bubble hold things up?
The difference between that is FC Dallas, the MLS, and their game started last night, and there was another match this morning, is they were there only a week before the season started. The NBA players are there, what, 2.5, 3 weeks before? So
they work through some testing.
They've got some time to get
positive.
That was the biggest mistake MLS made, is they allowed teams to show up a week before game started.
But so they're still having, yes. But like, for instance, there was a report today that Kawhi Leonard isn't going to go until, like, he's not going to report at the same time as the rest of his teammates. So if they allow for some of this late arrival
stuff.
It
shouldn't be allowed. Yeah, it shouldn't.
No, I know. But they are going to allow for a little flexibility with some of these players. If they allow that and that guy brings it in and there's an outbreak in there, and then how do you do? You know, like, it's those things that cause those problems. I'm not overly concerned about the way the bubble will work just yet, but I'm also not really sure how it's going to work just yet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.